Inspiring people towards new ways of thinking and being in the world. This is The Interview on Spiritual Journeys Radio Network. And now, your hosts, Rashard Garrett, Tracy Brown, and Angie Dutton.
Okay, we are back and excited to have Nathan as well joining us. I actually encountered Nathan last year for the first time at Asilomar. I did not know he was a singer-songwriter, but he was playing this odd instrument that I'd never seen before, and that's why I, you know, took note of Nathan and the band.
Of course, yeah.
And apparently this odd instrument, you may not think it's odd, but I did. It's like a bass or a guitar or something, but it doesn't have the end where you like tune the strings. It's called a stick. It's called an NS stick. It's an 8-stringed electronic instrument, and it can be plucked like a bass, apparently, strummed like a guitar, or even tapped on with your hands like a piano.
Wow.
So, anyways, so Nathan believes that his calling in life is to inspire and heal people through his heart-centered music making. So not only does he back up lots of bands, but he is a singer-songwriter. His debut CD, Little by Little, is a powerful realization of this calling, fully intertwining his two passions of music and spirituality, and joyously reminding us that love is all there is and that we're all one. So how appropriate that he's involved with the Centers for Spiritual Living conventions or conferences where I encountered him. Nathan, are you with us?
I sure am.
Hey, Nathan, it's Angie. What a pleasure to hear your voice.
I am delighted to be a part of the show, and I've been listening for the last hour and just enjoying the vibe of the three of you.
Very cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell us about your new CD, from which we're going to be playing a couple of songs, well, actually three songs today and then one from your old one. What's going on with the new release?
Well, what's been happening is I'm sorry to say that it's not quite ready yet. Things always take longer than you think they're going to take, and I'm pretty close. So what you're going to be playing today are the best mixes that I have so far, but it will be finished, the audio part of it will be finished next week, and then I'll be busy designing the cover, etc., and I will have copies of it when I get to Asilomar in July.
Very cool.
How perfect is that? This is Tracy, and people will be able to say they heard it first.
That's right.
The interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was posting around on New Thought Happenings and a few other pages like that last night about your appearance, and I was saying new music on the show tomorrow. So it really is hot off the press. That's fun.
Yeah. So what's going on behind that? This is kind of a fun story. My next door neighbor actually is a CSL minister, and I have a very strong heart connection with him. And I decided at the beginning of this year, you know, I really want to move more deeply into the teaching. So what I did was I made a commitment to him that every month when I showed up at his center, I was going to have a new song to share based on his monthly theme. And that's basically what's been inspiring this new music. So I'm actually in the process of simultaneously working on two new CDs worth of stuff. One will be kind of a more up-tempo and pop because that's really my background. And the other one will be chanting material. And so this, what I'm about to release, because I just can't stand it, I can't wait until I have two CDs worth of stuff, I'm actually putting out six songs, an EP, which will be a taste of both of those CDs, which I'm in the process of working on.
Very cool. Yeah, there's nothing like committing to something like that to get yourself a new CD, huh?
Exactly. It's been fun because the songs that I wrote for Little by Little were based on, you know, my own experience. And I'd say the new songs are certainly contain my own thoughts or reflections. But to sit down and have a look at someone's theme for a month and, you know, have an idea jump out from that information and hear music start to come from that, it's quite an interesting process. And something that I'm learning about songwriting, it's very interesting, you know, the way we manifest things. I find that once I've written a song about something, it actually helps me to become more in alignment with what I'm singing about, that I actually end up personifying what it is that I'm writing about. It's kind of, I don't know if I'm articulating that clearly enough, but to use an example from my old CD, the title track is Little by Little Love is Guiding Me Home, and I really feel that. The more I sing that, the more I am living that. And so that's a fun aspect to this songwriting, too, to become more the, you know, the manifestation of spirit that I want to be.
This is Tracy, and I love how the story that you just shared. And, you know, a lot of times people, we have musicians on, and they're singer-songwriters or they're musicians, and they'll refer to kind of the solitary nature of that, you know, the music or the lyrics coming from within. So how perfect for you to have this attachment to themes that have been claimed by someone else, but really connecting your writing and your creating with something bigger that's outside of you as well as inside.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very exciting. And another aspect to that is this is something that happened last month, and I think it will be happening this month as well. I wrote a chant which actually ended up being used by the center. Every other musician that visited the center performed a chant that I wrote and was used throughout the month. And so I've been jokingly calling it my Karen Drucker moment, because that's what Karen Drucker must feel everywhere she goes. It's, you know, it's Karen all the time, every time. So I thought, wow, this is very cool that other people are learning something that I was inspired to write and making it their own. And I've been hearing lovely stories from the center about how these other people have been coming in and doing this song that I wrote. It just feels very powerful, very exciting.
Well, I definitely see more Karen Drucker moments coming up for you. You just haven't been doing it as long as she has.
Exactly. And you know, I love Karen to bits, and she's been one of, and I would say this about most if not all of the musicians that I've met in the New Thought world. Karen has just been incredibly kind to me, and I remember having a conversation with her at the Posse Awards. Have you guys ever talked about the Posse Awards on your show?
We have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact,
Karen and I were standing having a conversation in January of 2011, and I said, Karen, you know, I'm very grateful to you, because from the get-go, you have always treated me like a peer, and I'm very grateful to you for that. And I said, it's really clear to me now, thanks to people like you, that the only difference between you and I is you've got 13 CDs and I've got one. And she said, yeah, so go write the songs.
That's cool.
So that's,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we are going to listen to one of your new songs now. And actually, we're going to listen to a couple back-to-back. And if you'll hang with us, then we'll talk to you again in between.
Sure.
The first two are my favorite, but we'll tell you what the next one is after it's played. The first one is Jump Right In. It's much fun. Enjoy.
Sitting up here on my high horse, sure do like the view. Grass looks greener on the other side. Don't know what to do. If I keep all my options open, play it safe and wait, my whole life is gonna pass me by. Time to step up to the plate. I'm gonna have to jump right in.
Jump right in.
Yes, I'm gonna jump right in.
Jump right in.
You know
in.
I'm gonna jump right in to find out I can fly. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty got a great call. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Cause all they found where he landed was his shell and his clothes. His transformation was total. Where did he get to? I suppose he went and jumped right in.
Jump right
yes,
in.
He went jump right in.
Jump right
you know
in.
He went and jump right in to find out he can fly. Yeah. Get busted, I'm maybe lose my shell. I'll be a better man for it, with some tales to tell. Once I decide to move forward, the universe will move too. And it's not what I do, it's how I do it that's gonna see me through. Yeah, I'm gonna jump right in.
how nice is that? And even without knowing for sure, I bet you could guess, listeners, that the title of that track is To Love. Oh, we are back visiting with Nathan Aswell, Canadian musician, singer, songwriter, and all-around nice guy, so I've heard. Is that true, Nathan?
I'll always say yes to that.
So, you know, our listeners have heard of the piano, and they've heard of the harmonica, the harp. They've heard about a lot of instruments, but I would bet most of them have not heard of anything called the NS stick. So tell us about that and how you discovered or created, or, like, tell us about the NS stick.
My great pleasure to do so. It's fun. It's the reality is I feel like I'm a stick ambassador everywhere I go.
Of course.
No one has seen the instrument that I play, so I usually start my performances by answering two questions: what the heck do you call that thing, and how the heck do you tune that thing?
that's a question to tune.
After I demonstrate that, I say, and if there are any other questions, see me after class. So let me tell you a little bit about the instrument. I'm really glad you played those two tracks, because it really shows the variety of sounds I can get out of it. With the exception of the guitar solo on Jump Right In, all you're hearing on both the songs you just heard was my singing voice, my stick, and a good friend of mine playing the drum parts. So all the rest was all stick, me playing bass lines, guitar parts, the guitar solo on To Love, the kind of very piano-esque or harp-sounding effect you heard on To Love, that's all the NS stick. So,
wow.
The instrument is made by a fantastic man in Los Angeles named Emmett Chapman. And he is a guitar player who decided in the 60s that he was fascinated with this idea of tapping a stringed instrument with both hands, and started playing around with a regular guitar and changing strings, adding strings, and he developed his first instrument called the Chapman Stick in 69. He started mass producing them in 74. And if any of your listeners are familiar with these kinds of instruments, they've probably seen that more than they've seen what I play. I had about six of those over the course of about a dozen years, and I couldn't let go of the notion of trying to make music on these instruments, because it's just such an interesting challenge. How do you create music on an instrument that you tap with both hands? I was just completely intrigued by it. But the sound of it and the setup of it just did not resonate with me. And I think the reason why is because I was waiting for the NS stick to be invented. The NS stick is called such because the co-inventor with Emmett is a fellow named Ned Steinberger. And Ned Steinberger really kind of made his mark in the world by creating instruments in the 80s that were made of graphite and didn't have what's called a headstock, which is where you would normally have the tuning pegs at the top end. And most people, everybody and anybody had instruments like that in the 80s. So if you watch old videos from the 80s, chances are you'll see everybody from Sting to Dire Straits using either a guitar or bass like that. So it's kind of fun for me that after playing those instruments for years, Ned Steinberger got together with Emmett and created the instrument I now play. So as I said, as Angie said, it's eight strings, and I can play it like a bass, or a guitar, which is to say I can pluck the strings or strum them or what have you. But the really fun thing is I can tap the strings with both hands simultaneously. So think of it as the stringed equivalent of a piano. And it's obviously a lot more easy to carry around than a piano, but it really helps me to present my music in a very unique way. And it's really about me wanting to create as full a sound as I possibly can on my own.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It never occurred to me, like, the fact that it has such diverse, applications, that it does make you, like, a full band in your recording studio. That's so cool.
Well, I mean, I would love to. The joke I always tell after I demonstrate the instrument a little bit is, and now all I have to do is have the cymbal surgically implanted in my knees, and I'll be all set.
So you have the lyrics, you've got the voice, you've got this instrument that allows you to be many instruments in one. So I think this question that we almost always ask musicians is especially appropriate to ask you. Mm-hmm. Where does the music come from? Where does it come from? You get this and you know it's whatever it is, and you turn it into whatever you turn it into. Where does the music come from?
And can I also add a little bit to that question? And how did you know when this was yours to do?
Two great questions, and I think my answer is kind of incorporates both of them. What I like to say is, for years my musical life has had two identities, which I've called my Saturday night life and my Sunday morning life. So I was raised within the Roman Catholic tradition and basically did everything in my Roman Catholic church that you can do short of being ordained. And I even gave that some serious consideration when I was a teenager. But, started out in church choirs and all that kind of stuff, and then got into my teenage years and started doing the rock and roll thing. So I had these two very different musical entities, singing in choirs on Sunday morning and then becoming one of the accompanists and then becoming the choir director and all that stuff. And then on Saturday night, singing rock and roll and rhythm and blues and all that stuff. And so for the longest time, those were two parallel tracks that didn't intertwine. And more of those tracks have become intertwined till I got to the point when I put out my first CD, I thought, okay, I really need to, my intention is to really focus on making every note count and really stepping fully into music as my ministry, as my service to the world. And so that's what I've done. So as of September 2010, I have not had, quote-unquote, a Saturday Night Life. I've been completely devoted to inspiring and healing through my music making. Where does the music come from? The music comes from just just being quiet, just sitting with something and just creating a spirit to come through. And, like everybody else, I'm sure if you talk to any songwriter, they'll tell you, that we all have that angst of, is anything going to come through? Mm-hmm. And the lovely thing about having made this commitment to my next door neighbor in the last year is there's mounting evidence that I am creative, that I do have something to share. And I'm just excited about that, and that's really all there is to it, I think, is to just allow spirit to come through. And if we create this space by being silent and still, it does come through every single time.
Very cool. So we're going to, and actually you said yes to your music, and hence it started to come through. A funny little segue for our next song, which is I Say Yes by Nathan Aswell.
I say yes, yes, to the thing itself. Yes, yes, to the way it works. Yes, yes, to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it. God, spirit, that's the thing itself. Cause of all creation. Origin of everything, it's what makes me sing. Powerful foundation. Whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm going, it's the voice that whispers in my ear. I say yes,
yes,
to the thing itself. Yes,
yes,
to the way it works. Yes,
yes,
to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it. That's the way it works. Principle in action. This is what I am. Yes, I know I can live in satisfaction. Heeding the call, having it all. Peace of mind is mine. I say yes,
yes,
to the thing itself. Yes,
yes,
to the way it works. Yes,
yes,
to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it. The channel is wide open, the circuitry divine. I'm focused on the positive, and ooh, that's fine. I demonstrate abundance and manifest the proof. Immersed in love and wisdom, surrounded by the truth. And I say yes,
yes,
to the thing itself. Yes,
yes,
to the way it works. Yes,
yes,
to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it.
Yes, to the thing itself and to the way it works. Yes, to what it does, and yes, to how to use it. Yes, to the thing itself and to the way it works. Yes, to what it does, and yes, to how to use it.
The channel is wide open, the circuitry divine. I'm focused on
that's fine. I demonstrate abundance and manifest the blue, immersed in love and wisdom, surrounded by the truth. And I say yes,
yes,
to the thing itself. Yes,
yes,
to the way it works.
Yes,
yes, to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it. Yes,
yes,
to the thing itself.
Yes,
yes, to the way it works. Yes,
yes,
to what it does. Yes, 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 to how to use it. Stop, take a break, whatever can wait. Allow here and now to unfold. Let wisdom come quietly into your heart. Be still and find peace in your soul. Like a seedling in the springtime, ripe and ready on its tree. Disconnect from all your worries and be free. Like a gently flowing river that surrenders to the sea. Empty out your expectations and just be. Breathe, contemplate, let all the rest wait. Allow here and now to unfold. Quietly into your heart. Be still and find peace in your soul. Everything has its own season. Everything has its own place. Everything has its own purpose, its own grace. Like a happy smiling baby playing with her favorite toy, we are here to know and savor complete joy. So stop, take a break, whatever.
We're back with Nathan Aswell, and that was his song called Be Still. Nathan, so what is happening now, and what have you got coming up?
Next thing that's coming up is I have a six-song EP that I'm just putting the finishing touches on. It will be ready mid-July, and I'll be bringing it with me to a Asilomar. And the name of the EP is the track, one of the tracks we just heard, I Say Yes. And I like to call it James Brown meets Ernest Holmes, because it's all about the principles of new thought set to like a kind of a James Brown kind of feel, funk feel. And Be Still is a song that I wrote about meditation. And it's fun to hear that version of it, because it's, I now play it very different from that recording. So that's on the recording front. On the live front, I'm excited. I'm about to go down to the Seattle, Washington area. I'm leaving on Thursday. I have five performances down there, three concerts and two church performances this coming Sunday. And I don't know about any of the other musical guests that you have on your show, but it seems there's a great desire these days for us to begin to work more together. So Jamie Lula has been someone, has been a colleague of mine for the last few years. I was lucky enough to sit in with Jamie at a concert in Arizona back in April, and he and I will be doing a concert together in Washington in early July. I'll be a part of the music team in Asilomar. What else do I want to share with you? For the last 4 years, I've been a part of the Anton conferences, which happen in Arizona, the Affiliated New Thought Network conference for New Thought ministers who have decided for whatever reason to be independent churches. So music is my ministry. I play anywhere and everywhere. Oh, I almost forgot. And in August, I will be accompanying Janice Danfield. She and I will both be providing the music for Jack Canfield's Breakthrough to Success training week retreat, I guess, happening in August in Scottsdale, Arizona. So lots going on.
Very cool.
And in case there are, or not in case, we have listeners all over the country, and they may not be in any of those specific places you named. So if they were just trying to track you down, learn more about you, and see if you might be coming to their area, what would be a good way for them to do that?
My website has a calendar page, and I make a point now of making sure that I always have at least a month's worth of dates out ahead of whatever's going on, so people can always be kept completely in the loop about what I'm up to. My website is nathanaswell.com, and that's NathenAswell.com. And, yeah, I have lots of information on there, audio and video clips of my music, my calendar, lots of stuff. And they can join my mailing list by just putting in their name and their email address on the home page of my website.
Very cool. Thank you, Nathan. It's been
my
awesome.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. It was wonderful to be listening to the show. And, yeah, you know, before I put out my first CD, I didn't know who and where I would find my audience. And it really seems that in the New Thought world is where I'm being most lovingly and openly received. So thank you for being a part of that. On behalf of all New Thought artists that are on your show, have been and will be, thank you for supporting us. And if there's anything I can do for you in return, I would be happy to do so.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Michael.
We'll
definitely
see you
be
at Asilomar.
Yes, yay.
And let me say this. Let's make this fun. Let's see who has a good memory. Whoever I meet at Asilomar, the first person I meet at Asilomar who says they heard me on this show, I will give them a free copy of my new EP.
Woohoo! Right. Interview.
That's right.
Asilomar.
Challenge.
Very cool. All right. You have a beautiful day. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Thank you very much. Much love
to
you all.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Peace.
So absolutely, if you want to learn more about Nathan and his music or find out when the CD drops, go to nathanaswell.com. And remember, that's NathenAswell.com.
Right.
.com.
Cool.
And